The other word that's used to describe these five senses or these five ingredients is the word modality. Modality or mode. So if I said, what modality is that person in? You might say they're using visual modalities right now. Or they're in a kinesthetic mode or modality. Okay? So whether I say senses, ingredients, modalities, rep system, representational system, your brain will just nod and go, yep, I'm smart. I know what that means. Right? Modality just means one of the five senses. All right? Now, if John the Baker gave me his recipe and it gave me the ingredients, but that was it, it said, use some flour, right? Use some chocolate, use some milk. Are you gonna be able to make the same quality of chocolate cake as John the Baker, yes or no? No. So we need to know more than just the ingredients. What's the second thing we gotta know? Tell me. That's right, we need to know the amounts and the qualities. What are gonna be the amounts and qualities of each of these ingredients? And do we use 6 gallons or 2 teaspoons? Do we use, you know, normal milk, or do we use low fat, or do we use buttermilk? Right? We use the same ingredient, but a different quality of it is gonna create a very different chocolate cake. So if you and I are using, let's say, motivation as our strategy, and you said, Tony, I made a picture to get motivated, I need to know the amounts and qualities. Was it moving or was it still, as an example? Would that change how you feel about it, yes or no? Yes or no? A little or a lot? Okay. So the word that we'll use to describe these more specific descriptions of a mode, right, where you describe, let's say, the picture with more detail, amounts and qualities, it's called submodalities. These are called modalities. So these detailed descriptions are called submodalities. So a visual submodality might be a way of measuring visual, might be, let's say, for example, whether it's in color or black and white, whether it's moving or still. If you change those submodalities, will you get a different chocolate cake? You bet. What are some other examples of visual submodalities? Tell me. Is it close or is it far? Good. Is it bright or is it dim or dark? What other visual submodalities besides brightness, color, moving still, close, far? If the image is really big, really small, what else? Is it focused or is it defocused? Makes a big difference. Okay, someone said the speed of the movement. Is it moving slow or fast? How about the direction of the movement? Does that make any difference? What if you imagine watching a monster movie and the monster's coming at you like this? Does that feel different if the monster's going, or if the monster's going, does it feel different in your body? You bet it does, okay? So direction and speed of movement, close or far, moving or still. How about whether you're in the picture or watching? Does that change how you feel? Yeah, that's called whether you're associated or disassociated, in the picture or if you're watching it. What are some other visuals? Well, someone said feeling. Feeling is not that. You may see something and get a feeling, but that feeling is not a visual submodality. Well, another one, is it two-dimensional or three-dimensional? Right? Give me some examples of some auditory submodalities. Give me some auditory submodalities. Okay, volume, how loud it is. Tone, pitch, what else? Timbre, which is the quality of the sound. Tempo, the speed of the sound. Rhythm, okay. Harmony, if sounds are in harmony or cacophony. Clarity, or lack thereof. The number of sounds. Sequence of sounds, what else? Emphasis, which sounds are emphasized most. Okay, speed is tempo. How about location of a sound? Would that change how you feel about it? Oh yeah. If you heard a sound and that sound was pump, 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 and you heard that sound, it was off in the distance over there, would that feel different than if it was right behind your head? Or what if it was in your own chest? Right, you start going, aliens, right? Right, all that process, location makes a difference. And sound has a direction very often. So if you hear an ambulance and you hear it like this, say when you think it's approaching, it has a different effect than when you think it's leaving you, as an example, okay? Give me some examples of kinesthetic submodalities. How many realize this ain't algebra, baby, at this stage? Say I. This is the secret to turning on any emotions you want at will. That's what this is. Weight, temperature, texture, pressure, tension, rigid or flexible, something changing size you can feel or shape, throbbing, moisture, breathing, movement, location. How about another one? How about duration? Some things, right? Some things feel good for a short time, but not for a long time. Some things feel good for a long time, but not for a short time, right? So duration is also important. Now, some people say, well, what about pain? Isn't pain a submodality? No, pain is a chocolate cake, right? With tuna, right? No, what pain is a result. When you have pain, it's because of what you're focusing on. Have you ever cut yourself, for example, not feeling any pain at all till you notice, oh my God, I'm cut, and then you got the pain? How many of you have that experience? Say, I. It's because for your pain, you have to have a visual set of submodalities for you. Or have you ever been in major pain and then something caught your attention and you focused on that? And while you're focusing on that, you focused on a different set of submodalities and you had no pain during that time. How many experienced that? Say I. So pain is a strategy. Now you may not be setting it off consciously, but it's a strategy. And by the way, pain will happen automatically to signal to you something's wrong. But sometimes you know it's wrong and you correct it, but you keep feeling the pain. And the reason is because you keep running the strategy.